What a day, glorious day that will be when my Savior I see. That was a good song. Bring back old days. Thank you, Jesus. Once more, it is a privilege to be here and to know that Jesus is coming soon. What do you say? How many of us are waiting upon Jesus? Glorious God. We want to also say hello to our friends and brethren who's listening to us and watching us on the different channels. We hope that you have had a wonderful Sabbath day, and we hope that you are in tune with us as we continue worshiping the true and living God. So this evening, as we enter once our final destiny for this series that we have been presenting during these days, we hope that you have been blessed and that the Lord will be able to continue blessing us, and that we will put up our flag of King Emmanuel's in our life. Let us bow our heads. Loving and kind Jesus, we once more thank you for your love and for your mercy. And we're asking you, Lord, that you will be with us as we continue serving thee in spirit and in truth. Keep us faithful to thee, O God, in Jesus' name. Our subject this evening is entitled, The Power of an Invitation. Do you understand that? The power of what? Of invitation. I want you to turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, and hold your Bible there. There is something about an invitation. How many of you speak English here tonight? All those who speak, raise your hand. Okay, those that does not understand English. Los que no hablan inglés. Yo no quiero ver manos de artritis. Yo quiero ver manos gigantescas. Ahí. Ahora sí. Okay? You will have to excuse me. Sometime we'll jump off a little in Spanish to explain to the Spanish brethren. There is something about an invitation. An invitation makes us feel special. Is that right? Very special. An invitation makes us feel wanted and accepted. An invitation is a powerful way to reach out to others. A man invites a lady out for a date. A business person invites a client out for lunch. A housewife invites a friend over for coffee. And family invites others and family to supper. Es interesante e importante la invitación. Cuando alguien te invita a su casa, cuando tu pareja te invita a salir, cuando usted invita al vecino, etcétera, etcétera. Es un sentir muy agradable, ¿cierto? Muy bien. Invitations are important in the Bible also. Both God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit extended invitation to each and every one of us. People extended invitation to their families and friends. God extended invitation to everyone. Would you say amen? Let me repeat that again. God extends an invitation to everyone. God has no exception of people. Whether you are white, black, brown, yellow, God is the creator of all nations. And he loves all of us. So he extends an invitation to all of us. And the Bible is giving us this message we took. And we will find where God is inviting us with a divine invitation. It's not just an invitation. It's a divine invitation. Una invitación divina. Sad to say, many of us does not recognize such invitation. God invites sinners to come to sit with Him. That's a divine invitation, unmerited. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. I want you to go to verse 18 of chapter 1 of Isaiah. Capítulo 1, versículo 18 del libro de Isaías. And the Bible says in verse 18, come now and let us reason together, say the Lord. Though your sin be as scarlet, though your sins be as what? As scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. God is telling us, don't matter what is your sin. Oh, deep, how profound he has been in sin. But if you can only hear his voice and echo back to him, he says, it doesn't matter how far you have been, but his God can bring you back. You see, my friend, we as human beings, we're hard to forgive each other. But my God is a God of forgiveness, as long as you seek it. In verse 19, he says, verse 19, versículo 19, if he be willing and obedient, he shall eat the good of the land. Si usted es obediente, okay, y está dispuesto o dispuesta a obedecer la voz del Señor, comeréis el bien de la tierra. Amén. So my God is inviting you this evening to come to Him, because He wants to give you the fruits of the land. I want to walk on Canaan's land. I want to walk on that street of gold. And you will be seeing me walking, feeling good, you know? Because I'm not walking where the car is going to lick me down. I'm not walking where the thief is going to steal me. I'm walking on holy ground. Because where Jesus walks, it's holy. And I shall be like him someday. And so the Bible continues telling us, God invites the destitute. God is calling you and me to come. God invites the destitute. And in Isaiah chapter 55, Isaiah 55, Isaiah 55, listen what the Lord says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, and verses 1 to 3. Oh, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the what? Everyone that thirsts, chapter 55, Isaiah 55, verse 1. I want when I stop, you can jump in, participate. Is that all right? Then I know that you're really following what I'm saying. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 1. Verse 1 says, O everyone that thirst, come ye to the water, and he that hath no money. What shall he do? Oh, you're not here. We need for you to open your mouth. Okay? If you don't even have money, come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. You see, salvation is priceless. You cannot buy salvation. It's free. Because Jesus already paid the price. And he's inviting you to come and begin to participate, to enjoy the sweetness of salvation. Yes, he offering those willing to hear that which truly satisfies. If you have an ears, then listen to what the Lord is saying to you tonight. is giving you the option to come and eat and drink freely because he already paid the price. Jesus invites the weary and heavy laden. Jesús invita a los cansados y fatigados a venir. Cansados y fatigados. Jesus invites the weary and the heavy laden. How many times have we heard people say, I'm so tired of trying and nothing is working? What, have you heard that before? It seems like you don't like to talk. My goodness. I'm going to give everyone $100 if you just answer me when I speak to you. What do you think? Would you answer me? $100 every time? Would you open your mouth? Huh? Because I know what's nobody taking the food in their mouth and have the mouth closed. They open the mouth. Is that right? $1,000 every time you say amen. Amen. That's God owe you the $100. When you get to heaven, you get it. Okay? So the Heavenly Father invites. Jesus is inviting you. It says that Jesus invites the weary and the heavy laden. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, Mateo 11, versículo 28 en adelante. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew what? I'll say you're trying to gain the $100 now. I appreciate that. Matthew chapter 11. And we're going to look at verse 28 onward. Listen to what Matthew chapter 11 says. You found it? Matthew chapter 11, verse what? 28. Okay, listen what 28 says. Come unto me, all ye that what? Labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What this Bible is telling us about heavy laden. You are tired. You are sick. You are weary. You are pressured. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. Have you ever found yourself can't pay your rent? Can't buy your food? Everything is going backward. Everything is getting sick. The children is don't have no shoes. Don't have no clothes. How do you feel? So Jesus is telling you, he's the answer. He says, come unto me, all ye that is what? Labor and heavy what? Laden, and I will give you. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am what? Meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Where can you find rest? Where can you find peace? In money? In a nice house? I know people living in mansions and they are so miserable, you know. I know people that ask the best and they are sick. Cancer is eating out their stomach. But when you have your life set up on Jesus Christ, there is nothing can impede your happiness. Because Jesus provides happiness to your soul. When you have Jesus, you have everything. Just coming to sit down in the pew of the church is not happiness. But when you come here with an open mind to listen to Jesus as he speaks to you and accept, digest everything Jesus is saying to you and put it in practice, people can see the fruits of heaven in your life. So the Bible is telling us, God invites sinners to come. God invites the destitute. Jesus invites the weary and the heavy laden. Come unto me and I will give you rest. The Holy Spirit also invites us. First, God invites us. He says, come unto me and let us what? Come, I don't tell me he's not following me. Come unto me and let us what? Reason together. That's the first one. That's what God says in the book of Isaiah. And then God continues saying in the book of Isaiah, again 55, it says, Everyone who thirsts, come to the water, and you who have no money, come and buy and eat. So God is the fountain of all blessing and is inviting you to come and participate. Amen? Then Jesus invites the weary and the heavy laden to come. Come, all who labor and are heavy burdened down, and I will give you what? Come on, talk to me. And I will give you what? Rest. You see, we need rest, not physical rest. We want mental rest, spiritual rest. You see, sometimes we are so burdened down, but we need to rest. And the only way you can receive rest is not going to the supermarket, is not going to the different stores and buy rest. Rest comes from God. You see, when you have Jesus in your life, you can always rely upon Jesus. He will give you rest, but you need to come to Him and get the rest. And so, now we go to the Holy Spirit. In Revelation chapter 22, the book of Revelation, the last book of the New Testament. The book of Revelation chapter what? Chapter 22. Now I want you to participate. I need to hear you. I will ask the pastor to bring the pulpit down there. So you need to start opening your mouth. Look, I know you can talk loud. Okay, thank you. Chapter what? 22. Apocalypse 22. ¿Qué dije? Okay. Y los que están sentados atrás como Alcatraz. Ahí hay un montón de asientos aquí enfrente. Yo me siento solo, hija. Nota lo que la... Y como yo me voy mañana, yo puedo decirle lo que me da la gana. ¿Me entiende? Yo sé que yo no soy muy bonito como el que está al lado tuyo. Pero acépteme de todo modo porque Cristo ya me aceptó. ¿Ok? Yo voy a darle chance para que los que están demasiado como Alcatraz, que vengan un poquito más para adelante. Hello, come to the front. Dress up, man. Así mismito es. Vamos a ponernos un poco caliente. Dios mío. Yo sé que a usted no le gusta de mi cara, pero está bien, acéptele de todo modo porque no hay de otra. Estoy esperando. Entonces vamos a ir al libro de Apocalipsis, capítulo 22. Versículo 17. Note lo que dice la palabra. Apocalipsis 22, 17. Revelation 22, 17. Revelation 22 and verse 17. And the Bible says, and the Spirit and the bride. Do you know who is the bride? The church. Okay. So the Spirit and the bride say what? Come. Then you sit down and say, I ain't going nowhere. But I want to let you know, if you don't come, then you ain't getting there. Come on, talk to me, somebody. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that hear say also what? That's the reason why you, as a responsibility of going out and tell others to come. But you see, if you come and you're not feeling sweet, you're not feeling nice, you're not feeling elevated, you're not feeling recompense, then you have no feelings to go tell somebody else to come. But if you don't go and tell somebody else to come, the door will not open for you either. Because that's how this thing goes. Jesus said, I call you to go and send you to tell others to come. Are you following me? Usted llamado para ir a llamar a otros. No te venga a la iglesia a sentarse confort. I ain't telling nobody to come. That's the pastor's job. That's not the pastor's job. That's your job. You know, my aunt, I grew with an aunt of mine. And she had a farm. And the farm had an orange tree. And the orange tree would never bear. And every day she would pass this orange tree. And one day she says, look, if you don't bear no fruits by now and sometime, I'm going to cut you down and put you in the fire. Few days after that, I'm not kidding, the orange tree blossomed all over and gave some big oranges, and they were so sweet. I want to tell you, there will be no one entering the kingdom of God without a star on your crown. Did you know that? No habrá coronas en el cielo sin estrellas. No habrá nadie que entrará en el reino de los cielos con su corona sin una estrella encima. I'm coming down to talk to you about this. You know, I love to come down. The stars that you have on your crown are the souls you brought to Jesus Christ. If you don't do missionary work, you don't speak to nobody, you don't tell nobody, every day just... You're too proud, you're too rich, you're too pretty. You know, I was driving today with a pretty young lady. I felt so good. Everybody's saying, oh, look at Turp. Driving in a nice car with a nice, beautiful young lady. I didn't feel to come out of the car anyway, but she pushed me out. You know, salvation is joy. Evangelism is joy. It's not a long face. When you are in Christ, you are a happy person. Cuando usted está en Cristo, usted es una persona feliz, semblante feliz, aunque tiene la cara que parece una luna, pero una luna brillante. Hallelujah. You know, when you walk in the street, people supposed to can see Christ in your life. The Father says, come. The Son say, come. The Holy Spirit say, come. Come and let us join together in praising God. That's what this thing is all about. It's not just to come around, sit around, and feel good and go home. And then you don't come back the whole week. And somebody come in the morning, 5 minutes, and you go home back. Don't see you till next Sabbath. The neighbor don't know you. The street don't know you. Nobody know you. They see you every day, but they don't know who you are. We supposed to identify ourselves to the world that we belong to Jesus. Are you following me? Hello. I'm warming up. So God is telling you tonight, come ye all are tired and weary, and I will give you rest. Are you weary tonight? Come to Jesus. Are you destitute tonight? Come to Jesus. Jesus invites you to come. And then the Holy Spirit takes over. Let's go back in the text again because it's so sweet. Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that hear say, come. And let him that is thirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. God is telling you salvation is free. It is already paid for. My God paid for it 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross. He took your burden, my burden, our burden, nailed it to the cross and buried it in the ground. Raise up triumphantly and says, he that hear my voice, come unto me and I will give you rest. Isn't that amazing? No es grandioso? Dios llevó mi pecado y lo clavó en la cruz, lo enterró en la tumba, resucitó. Para darme vida. Y me dice, si escucha mi voz, hoy no endurece vuestro corazón. We see God's message is often in this form of invitation. It should not surprise us, therefore, that the servant of God will often also say, come. You see, Christian friend, God wanted to reach out to the lost in the form of human.
human invitation. God called shepherd to invite sheep. Have you seen, you know what's a shepherd? Does I know un pastor, un shepherd? He called the sheep. I lived in Puerto Rico. And I was working in a certain area, and we went to visit a certain man. When we went to this guy's house, he came out and received us nicely. And he says to us, "Do you want to see something?" I says, "What it is?" He says, "Look and see what I'm going to do." And he make a certain sound, you know, a certain type of sound, strange sound. And I say, all the sheep came running to him. All of the sheep came and all of them just looking on him like them says, when Christian learn that message, Jesus will come. ¿Usted entendió lo que dije? Ese señor tenía una cantidad de ovejas. ¿Ovejas? ¿Ok? Y él dijo, ¿quiere ver algo? Y él hizo un sonido raro. Y todas las ovejas vinieron y se pararon enfrente de él. Y él dijo, cuando la iglesia aprenda como estos animales, Cristo vendrá. So every time I stand here, I say, come from the back and come to the front. And you sit there, ain't coming. Now the youth, God called shepherd to call the sheep. What did I say? God called shepherd to call sheep. Did you understand that? Dios llama al pastor para llamar las ovejas. I want you to go back with me to the book of Isaiah. El libro de Isaías. And I want you to go chapter 2 in the book of Isaiah. Capítulo 2. El libro de Isaías. Chapter 2 of the book of Isaiah. And we're going to read 3 verses from there. Isaiah chapter 2. Verse 1 to 3. Do you have it? Say amen if you found it. Amen. That amen sounds sick. Ese amen suena como si estuviera enfermo. Ajá. Si estuviera cerca, te doy un beso. Listen to what Isaiah says in chapter 2, verse 1 onward. The word that I say that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. We're reading the right thing? Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1. Now we're going to read verse 2 now. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the what? The Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall what? Flow into it. All nations shall flow into it. This is the hill. And we are the sheep to go out, bring other sheep to fill up the house. Verse 3. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up into the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will what? Walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. You see? So we are called to go out there and tell others to come to the hills. As frozen as things might be, God is inviting you, my friend, to learn about God. God wants us to practice. Andrew who invite Peter to meet Jesus. What Andrew did? Invite Peter to do what? To meet Jesus. This is where the missionary work starts. When you come to Jesus, Jesus sends you. Because when you come to Jesus, he becomes a disciple of Jesus. You have to go and tell others about Jesus. You don't just come to Jesus and sit down. You come to Jesus to help to finish the work. You follow me? Okay. Look in the book of John. chapter 1. The book of John chapter 1. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And listen what John have to say to us. John chapter 1. And we're going to read verse 40 onward. And the Bible says, one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon, Peter, brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the what? The Christ. Verse 42. Okay. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas. You see, when you come to Jesus, he changed your name. You are called a saint. You are no more Juanita. You are no more John. You are saints in Christ. So do you want to say amen? When you come to Jesus, he changed your life. He gave you a new name. I want when I get to heaven, I will have my new name. Not, you know, some people say, Nando. I don't name no Nando. Hernando. That's it. But when I get to heaven, I will have another name. A celestial name. You see, I will be 7 feet, 17 feet tall. I won't be just 6 feet, 17 feet. So God is going to make changes in our life. Then by Philip, who invited Nathanael to meet Jesus. You see, these are folks who invited others. John chapter 1, verse 43 and 46 to 46. Chapter 1, 43 and 46. And the Bible says, the day following Jesus will go forth into Galilee and find it Philip. And he said unto him, follow me. And Philip was at what? Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophet did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Then we find here, Nathanael decided also to follow Jesus. So you see, the same book of John, chapter 4, we're going to read verse 28 onward. Chapter 4, turn with me. I'm running now to finish in time. Chapter 4, did I say? And verse 28. And this is what it says. The woman that then left her what? Water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come, see a man which told me all the things that ever I did. Is not this the Jesus, the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came into in the meanwhile his disciple prayed him, saying, Master, eat. You see, my friend, this is a chain. You invite me, I invite he. He invites she invites he. This is what God is calling for in his church. Each one of us are sent, called to go. Go ye therefore and tell others of the good news of salvation. This is what this thing is all about. It's not come, sit down, hear a nice sermon, go home and say, well, you know, I kind of like the sermon. No, that's not it. We have a mission. We are commissioned to go tell others that Jesus is coming soon. But if you don't come to Jesus, how can you send somebody else? You need to get up and come to Jesus. And then we can able to walk things through. No, my friend, Cornelius, who invited his family and friends to hear Peter, Acts of the Apostles. You see, I'm bringing you down. We're finishing right now. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10. The Bible says in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, we're going to read a few verses from there, verse 24. And the Bible says in verse 24, chapter 10, the book of Acts, verse 24, you found it? Amen. And the morrow after they entered into what? Where they entered? Verse 24, I need for you to get involved. Verse 24 of verse 10 of chapter 10. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them and had called together his kinsman and near friend. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, "Stand up. I myself also am a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were what? Come together. They come to listen to Jesus. So you see, my friend, all of this is invitation. God is inviting you today to do likewise, but you need to come first. When you come to Jesus and accept Jesus, He give you the strength. He give you the courage. He give you everything. He fill you with the Holy Spirit and send you out. But if you don't come, He will not be able to do so. And let me tell you something. No one will enter the kingdom of heaven without even bringing one to Jesus. Did you know that? Hello? How many of you knew that? ¿Cuánto de ustedes sabían? Si usted no trae aunque sea uno a Cristo, tampoco entrará. Because there will be no crown in heaven without stars. No crown. I want my crown with stars. My God is calling you this evening to let you realize that your calling is not from human being. God used human as yourself that you don't go running. That you can be able to sit down and listen to one who you see looks like you. He might not have your color. You know, today I had a beautiful experience. Someone says, the color pastor. But he didn't say it with any bad intention, you know, because everybody was enjoying ourselves. But what I'm trying to say to you, there is black, there is white, there is brown, there is different colors. God is a God of colors. Nobody say amen. Like you don't believe that. God is a God of colors. Amen. You know when God made Adam, He took him from the dirt. What color the dirt is? Brown? Yeah, black dirt, brown dirt. I haven't seen the white dirt yet. But, you know, I haven't seen the white dirt. You see? And God kneeled down. My God, kneel down and start to take the dirt, spit in the dirt and get it and then make eyes, make nose, make everything. And then He blow the breath of life in the dirt and it becomes a living soul. So you see, my friend, God is calling you tonight to make things right with Him. If you want to step back out of this place just as you came in, good luck for you. But if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, then you need to allow Jesus to make you anew. He wants to renew your life. He wants to give you a new beginning. All your yesterday is gone. God wants to give you a new today. Dios quiere darte un nuevo día. Un nuevo inicio, un nuevo amanecer. Okay? God wants you to continue dragging your feet with all your burdens and trials and temptations. God wants to free you tonight and give you a new beginning. I want to talk to this side first. Are you tired of the ups and downs every day? How many of us is tired of our ups and downs every day? We'd like some rest, right? How many of us is tired that you go to the supermarket today and this was costing a dollar, tomorrow when you goes back is $1.75. How many of us have to work 2-3 jobs to be able to make it through? How many of us have to wake up in the morning not feeling too well and have to go to your work anyway? How many of you have to do that? You see? But God says, I go to prepare you a place that where I am, you may be also. In my Father's house, how many mansions? So he wants to give you that mansion. Do you want that mansion tonight? Do you want to make the assurance that you get that mansion? We want to pray with you tonight. I'm not asking you to stand up. You must do it voluntarily. You see? So if you want to march with the soldiers of Jesus, then you need to start standing up and let the heavens see that you are ready to march. You know? The soldiers is not begged to march. The soldiers are ready, prepared to march. Are you a soldier of Jesus tonight? Then you need to start marching. And you cannot march sitting down. You got to march standing up. You see these over here start marching already. I didn't even ask them. They say, you know what happened? I'm not staying behind. I want to march. You see, this thing is a marching thing. God is calling us. He wants us to be soldiers of the cross. Not soldiers of the pastor, but soldiers of the cross. If you don't like the pastor, that's okay. But you need to love Jesus. And since the pastor is talking about Jesus, you need to treat the pastor as good. Amen. What do you say? So if you love Jesus tonight, then you need to step up and say, Lord, here am I. You see, you don't need only for Jesus to tell you. You need to say, Jesus, don't only wash my feet. Wash the old body. Amen. You see, so God is calling you tonight. How many of us on this line is baptized members of the church? Let me see your hand. All of you are baptized members. Okay? How many of you feel that you have done enough for the Lord Jesus Christ being a baptized member? Being a part of Jesus? How many of us feel you have done enough? Oh. Strange number. I go on over this side. How many of you, cuantos aquí son bautizados? Mueve las manos. Todos son bautizados. Pueden bajar la mano. ¿Cuántos se sienten que han hecho suficiente para merecer el reino de los cielos? I am turned on. ¿Cuántos quieren en realidad, este lado, en realidad entrar en el reino? ¿Ok? La Biblia dice que todos tendremos una corona. Todos. I want my crown. Pero la corona tendrá que tener algo encima. Las estrellas. ¿De dónde procede? ¿Cómo logramos ganar las estrellas? Trayendo a un alma aunque sea uno. ¿Cuántos hemos traído? ¿No me contestan esa? Algunos hasta hijos tienen. ¡Ay, muy chiquito! Pero esa es tu estrella. ¡Ay, muy pequeñito! Y cuando ya llega así, ya usted no lo puede invitar a la iglesia porque no viene. Usted debe dejar al niño venir a Cristo. Jesús dijo, dejar a los niños venir a mí. I'm finishing now. Dejar a los niños venir a mí. Y no los impidáis. El niño ya sabe decirte que no. El niño sabe decirte que sí. Ya el niño habla. Ya el niño camina. Y todavía tú sigues esperando que él crezca para darte problemas en el futuro. Donde usted va a llorar. Porque usted, cuando Dios te lo pidió, usted decidió no. Porque es muy pequeño. Yo quiero invitar a los que tienen niños. Yo estuve en Kentucky hace unos días atrás. Y el niño estaba diciendo, I have more confidence in you. El niño estaba diciendo, mami, I want to be baptized, mami, I want to baptize. Él tenía como que 9 años. He was about 9 years old. And he was drying his mother's dress. ¿Tiene usted niño esta noche que ya han pasado 10 años? 9 años. ¿Cuántos tiene ese niño? Voy a invitar que usted venga con el niño aquí. Ya no hay tiempo de perder. He visto muchos casos donde los mamás mueren sufriendo porque el niño se volvió adicto. Porque cuando Dios lo llamó, muy pequeño, muy chiquito, no. Esa misma tarde el pastor tuvo que entrar en las aguas con toda su ropa a bautizar casi 15 niños. Esta tarde el pastor está listo para bautizar a los niños. Do you want to baptize? Sure. Basta. Ready for the baptism? Good. So God is calling you to bring your kids. For it's too late. We are living in a very serious time. No other nation has witnessed what we are witnessing today. So if you are here with your kids, then you need to bring them to Jesus. The Bible says, I'm going to tell them this in Spanish now. Is that okay? Dejad a los niños venir a mí, no les impidáis. Más tarde, tú no podrás traerlos porque no van a venir. Pero ahora que ellos sepan que usted, que están bajo las alas tuyas, es el tiempo que tú tienes que devolver ese niño a Cristo. Porque usted no hizo ningún bebé. Dios te utilizó a ti. Usted disfrutó del manjar para que venga el niño. Pero no es que lo que usted hizo trajo un niño. ¿Cuántos de nosotros hemos podido hacer un espermatozoide? Ninguno. You want me to talk so clear to you? I am the type of guy that have a bad face. I'm just looking at you because you're a pretty girl. No, you go take up this ugly man. Pero Dios está llamándote hoy. No cierra las puertas de tu oído al Señor. Porque después el Señor cierra la puerta en contra de usted. Queremos orar para estos padres que han traído sus niños aquí. Esta tarde habrá un bautismo. Tal vez usted dice, bueno, pero no venimos preparados. Dios no te pidió a usted que prepara nada. Aquí hay batas. Cuando el niño nació, no nació con ninguna ropa tampoco. Y usted quiere ver a su nene en el cielo contigo. Santo sea el nombre del Señor. What about you? You want to see your daughter? Is your daughter or your granddaughter? Es tu niña. ¿Te le gusta a tu papá? Es bonito. Vamos a orar. Hay un canto que me gusta. Quisiera que nos cantemos antes de orar. Renuévame, Señor Jesús. Ya no quiero ser igual. I don't want to be the same. Ya no quiero ser igual. Renuévame, Señor. Renuévame, Señor. Pon en mí tu corazón. Pon en mí tu corazón. Porque todo lo que hay, porque todo lo que hay dentro de mí necesita, Señor, necesita ser cambiado, Señor. Porque todo lo que hay dentro de mi corazón necesita más, más de ti. Poderoso Dios, powerful God and righteous Father, we thank you for your blessing this evening. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your perseverance with us. We thank you, Lord, for keep helping us to understand the plan of salvation. We thank you, God, because you have given us children and you have asked us to bring them back to you. Many of us are hard doing so. But tonight we have fathers and mothers who have heard your voice and they decided not to harden their heart and bring their children to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. So we ask you, God, that you will take these kids into your hand because you have told us in the book of James that in the last days our children will prophesy. They will speak in tongue. And they will bring the message unto the hardness of heart of men. Lord, have mercy upon us this evening. And rain down the shower of blessing upon us. For we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.